Don, USDA's corn production estimate was down from September, but still slightly above the pre-report estimate. Still, it's probably fairly safe to say that we're going to see this come down as harvest comes to a close, right?
Well, I think when you look at it, history, particularly in the corn, once the crop gets smaller, you know, which is the progress that we've been on, the tendency is to get lower all the way into the final report, which is January. So I think you're going to hear a lot of estimates that are going to be coming down under that 122 bushel per acre.
How about the beans? Can we expect that to grow even further, or maybe have we seen the peak?
Well, you know, the soybeans are a little more variable, but, you know, I think the feeling is that the soybean number is not that far off, but it could continue to grow, you know, maybe another half a bushel to a bushel an acre possibly. So, you know, what's happened in the soybeans, the acres were bigger than the trade thought, harvested acres up 1.1 million, and consequently the yield went up in a bigger supply.
Speaking of acreage, that corn planted area estimate, do you expect that to be adjusted, or is that 96.9 million going to stick?
Well, you know, I think it probably does, because if you look at it, it's kind of a surveyed number plus it's the FSA numbers, which we think are pretty solid. So, you know, we took the planted acres up 500,000. We took the harvested acres up 300,000. Usually it's the October report where we see the adjustments, and they usually do stick going into the final. So we think that's a pretty good number. We're pretty far along on harvest when these numbers were taken. So, you know, it's a number we're going to live with, and we're going to try to figure out the big issue on the corn is, we're not really rationing the feed use yet. How are we going to do that as the crop sinks?
What are some of the steps that the market could potentially take to ration demand?
Well, you know, I think, you know, when you look at it logically, you know, we've rationed the exports of very aggressively. We're at 30-year lows on the exports at $1.150 billion. We've rationed the ethanol, you know, down to levels that are acceptable. The feed is the one that we're having a hard time with, and typically how we do that is just higher prices or at least a high enough price long enough that the livestock sector either feeds more efficiently or cuts back on livestock. But, you know, it looks like poultry and hog numbers are going to be over a year ago, cattle under a year ago slightly. So, you know, it's going to be a tough job. I think the bottom line on the corn, John, what it really does is it puts in a floor to the market because we can't go a lot lower to ration, and it gives you probably a little upside potential. As long as we don't have weather problems in South America, maybe it's manageable to the upside.
Don, USDA did make a big increase in the soybean export estimate and also increased the crush projection. We're going to have to start seeing some demand rationing there as well.
Well, you know, I think it's just lucky that that we did have a big crop, because you know, everybody in the trade, our research too, said how is it going to be that we can ration with these kind of supplies. You know, and that's where you had the projections, you know, $19 and $21 and such on soybeans. But I think what this says is that now it's a big demand versus a growing and larger supplies. So I think it means we're caught in a trading range, you know, of a couple bucks here unless we get into problems in South America. But corn and beans both, we're counting on solid, good weather in South America and good growing conditions here in the U.S. next year. So our work's cut out on us on weather.
Along with that weather in South America, what are some of the things that you're keeping an eye on in between now and the next set of reports on November 9?
Well, you know, I think the big thing, you know, of course, we're starting to plant pretty aggressively in South America. So, you know, what we're going to really watch in South America is we're going to watch for timely rains, rains that as you get the crop in, we get some moisture that gets the crop off to a decent growing conditions. We're also hopeful that we get some fall moisture that gives us a little bit of buffer here in the northern and central corn belt for next year. So, you know, this market was all about weather last year, and it's going to shape up the same thing, weather. And can we ration the supplies out here that we have? Well, I think, you know, while we're watching all this, I think we're also going to have to watch the world economies and the U.S. economies for the demand also. So I think watch the outside markets, the macro markets, if you will.